Welcome! Today we're traveling to Korčula, a Croatian island where compact medieval lanes meet vineyard slopes and clear water coves. The best way to understand it is not as a checklist, but as a change of pace. Stone streets in the morning, a slower coast in the afternoon, and enough space to notice the island between them. I'll guide you from Korčula town toward Lombarda and beyond, with practical transport ideas, food to look for, and a flexible short itinerary that does not try to conquer the whole island. Approaching by sea is part of Korčula's charm. The coastline comes into focus gradually. Pale stone, dark green pines, boats moving across a wide blue channel, and the old town appearing almost like a small fortified ship. Connections by ferry and catamaran link the island with points on the Dalmatian coast, but routes, frequency, and the ports served can change with the season. Check current connections before you commit to accommodation or a tightly timed onward journey. Once you arrive, think about the scale of your plans. Korčula town is very walkable, and walking is genuinely the best way to absorb its old center. For Lombarda, buses, taxis, bicycles, or a rental car can all work. A bicycle suits confident riders who enjoy heat and hills. A car gives more reach for villages and the western side. Buses reward a little patience. My practical preference is simple. Do not rent a car merely because you have landed on an island. First decide whether you want a town and coast stay or whether quiet roads and scattered villages are central to your trip. Begin in Korčula town before the day feels hurried. Its old center is compact, enclosed by defensive walls and laid out in narrow lanes that lead you between stone houses, small squares and sudden openings toward the sea. There is a pleasing sense of geometry here. Streets angle through the town, shutters catch the light, and a turn that seems ordinary can end at a view across water toward the Pelješac Peninsula. Do not race from landmark to landmark. Wander one lane, stop at the walls, then choose a waterside bench or cafe and let the town's scale settle in. Korčula is more rewarding when you leave room for pauses. The cathedral area and historic lanes provide the visual drama, but the harbor edges supply the atmosphere. People arriving, boats shifting in their berths, and that steady Mediterranean conversation between town life and the sea. A small caution matters here. These beautiful lanes are also residential spaces. Keep your voice low late or early. Do not block doorways for photographs and treat laundry, windows, and courtyards as parts of people's daily lives, not scenery to claim. If the center feels busy, move just beyond the densest streets rather than abandoning it. A quieter stretch of wall, a sea-facing path, or an earlier start can change the mood completely. The old town has more than one rhythm. From the stone of Korčula town, make a gentle shift toward Lombarda. The landscape opens into vineyards, low hills, and a coast that feels less enclosed, with the scent of warm vegetation mixing with salt air. Lombarda is often associated with vineyard country, and that agricultural setting is part of its appeal. Notice that the island is not simply the chain of postcard beaches. It is also working land, shaped by growers and small local communities. Nearby coves invite a slower kind of swimming day. Some have easier shore access, others involve uneven ground, rocks, steps, or a little walking. Choose the spot that fits your comfort, mobility, footwear, and confidence in the water. Clear water can make every cove look effortless from a distance. In reality, shade may be limited, surfaces can be slippery, and the feel changes with wind and sea conditions. Carry water, use sun protection, and avoid assuming every inlet is alike. This is also where respectful travel becomes visible. Stay on marked access paths where they exist. Do not cross vines for a shortcut. Take every scrap of rubbish with you, and leave small swimming places as quiet as you found them. A lovely Lombarda day needs very little structure. A walk through the vineyard landscape, a leisurely lunch timed by the water, then a return as the light softens. Sometimes the most useful itinerary advice is to stop adding stops. For a short stay, give Korčula town its own proper stretch rather than treating it as a transit point. Arrive, settle in, walk the old town without pressure, and save at least one sea-facing moment for early morning or evening. Use another day or a long, unhurried half day for Lombarda and the nearby coast. Combine the vineyard setting with one or two places to swim, but resist turning every beach name on a map into an obligation. With remaining time, look beyond the most familiar route. A quieter village, an inland road, or the island's western side can offer a welcome contrast to the polished energy around the town and its closest beaches. A rental car makes that wider exploration easier, especially if you want to pause at viewpoints or connect several places in one day. But driving should remain unhurried. Island roads deserve attention, and parking in compact settlements can be limited. Without a car, simplify rather than apologize for it. Base yourself where walking works, use a bus or taxi selectively, and choose one meaningful excursion instead of trying to stitch together distant corners of the island. The adaptable formula is town, coast, then quiet interior or west. Reverse it if transport or weather suggests otherwise. A good Korchula plan has breathing room because a delayed boat, a hot afternoon, or an inviting cove should not ruin it. Food on Korchula can follow the island's landscape. Seafood from the coast, olive oil, seasonal vegetables and fruit, and wines connected with its vineyard areas. Look for menus that let those ingredients speak plainly rather than disguising them. A relaxed meal is also a useful way to support the place you are visiting. Choose local businesses thoughtfully, ask what is seasonal, and accept that the most memorable lunch may be the simple one after a swim or walk. For many independent travelers, late spring or early autumn offers the gentlest balance, comfortable time outdoors, a more relaxed feel than the busiest summer period, and a good chance to enjoy town walks and the coast without trying to escape the heat. That is a general guide, not a guarantee. Sea conditions, weather, opening patterns, and transport services vary by season. Bring layers outside peak summer, verify what is operating, and let the actual forecast shape your swimming and travel days. The lasting lesson from Korchula is to pair its medieval town with its quieter island life. Give the lanes your attention, then make time for vineyards, coves, and roads where the pace drops. You do not need to rush across every corner to feel the island. A thoughtful route, current transport checks, and respect for residents, land, and water will take you much further. Thank you for listening. I hope Korchula gives you permission to travel a little more slowly. Until next time, take good care and travel kindly.